Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is time. Who is going to win the registration into the Max Scherzer Showdown? The old Scherzer Showdown at Hill Country, Saturday, September 9th. You got to answer the question I'm about to ask, so don't bother calling until the question has been asked. Here's how this is going to work. Caller number 10 who can answer the question. You're going to go play fantasy football with Max and his Nationals teammates at Hill Country Barbecue. This is at least a $1,000 worthy prize.
Yep.
More than that, really. If you don't win a ticket to get in and you want to play with Max and the Nats, you can donate that money to charity and get into these leagues. Does a lot of good work for the Nats Youth Academy, among other outlets. The event is hosted by Max and Erica Scherzer. The Scherzer Showdown offering participants a once-in-a-lifetime chance to play fantasy football with your favorite Nats and players and celebrities from around D.C. sports. It all benefits the Washington Nationals Youth Academy. Get more details online now at thefandc.com/contests, courtesy of Hill Country Barbecue. So here is the question at 800-636-1067. Be the 10th caller. Name the three teams that Max Scherzer has played for in his major league career.
There you go.
There are three of them. Be the 10th caller. Line them up right now. If you know the answer to that question, we will see you at Hill Country Barbecue when Danny and I host that amazing event.
Just so much fun, by the way. Cannot speak highly enough about it. Several Nats will be there, plus some other, D.C. dignitaries in terms of the sporting world. That's how I'll put it.
I am really excited for the event. We got a couple cool things coming up. Tuesday night next week, we got our listener draft. You, me, Dar, Tom, and a dozen or so of our listeners are getting together to draft a fantasy team.
Yes.
Thursday night, 2 days later, when the NFL season kicks off, we are going to be at Public Bar in DuPont.
Watching some foosball.
We're going to watch the season opening game, hanging out with listeners. We don't even have a broadcast that night, by the way. It's me and you and our listeners.
I thought we were broadcasting. We're not?
I don't think we are. I think we're just watching the game.
I had vigorous no's from the producer studio on broadcasting and then a vigorous yes on just hanging out.
Yeah.
That changes my feeling about it. Excited anyway, but we're hanging out professionally.
It's just me, Danny Ruye, and listeners.
Love it.
If you want to come out, come on and hang out with us and watch football.
Beauteous.
Going to be a good time. Marvin Lewis is upset that his linebacker, Vontaze Burfict, has a 5-game suspension he's staring down the chamber at. And he should, by the way, be upset. Because his linebacker, Vontaze Burfict, can't learn a lesson. Because he keeps hitting people in dirty, outside-the-lines ways that bother the league. Did you see the video of what Vontaze Burfict did in the preseason to warrant his 5-game suspension?
I did.
Basically, Burfict's in the middle of the field. They're playing the Chiefs. There's a throw way over top of his head down the middle of the field deeper. He basically takes a shot away from the ball. By the way of the rule book, I don't think it's an illegal hit on Chiefs fullback Anthony Sherman. During the second preseason game back on August 19th, 11 days ago. But if you haven't seen the video, the best way I can describe it is, if you're watching the play from the above camera view, you're back behind Vontaze Burfict, who's playing in the center of the defense at the linebacking spot. You're seeing basically his numbers and letters. The ball comes way over his head toward you as you're watching from the camera on a deep throw, essentially. There's a fullback running across the middle of the field who Burfict just cleans out. He steps up, and the 250-pound linebacker just completely lays this fullback out, essentially away from the play.
And here's the thing. The guy's head's turned. So if he's going to engage Burfict and it looks like a block or a screen play or something like that, you'd go, oh, football play. The guy's looking back at the quarterback, and the ball's not coming anywhere. I mean, the emphasis here is it's not coming anywhere near him. It's 30, 40 yards away from where the play actually is. His head is turned. He's completely defenseless, and Burfict just knocks the snot out of him.
Completely unnecessary.
Yeah.
I would say completely dirty. However you would like to label it, the argument's been made by Burfict, by the Bengals, that it was not illegal. And by definition, I don't think it's an illegal, quote-unquote, defenseless hit. I mean, I don't. It's not a flag that has to be thrown, and I don't know that it is by definition illegal. Doesn't mean it's necessary. Mm-hmm. And this guy's got a terrible track record. So if you look at some of the quotes from Marvin Lewis, where he's saying Vontaze Burfict is a changed man. Since when?
Yeah, changed.
Remember
from
the
what?
Stories
yeah.
when Vontaze Burfict took a cheap shot at his teammate Giovanni Bernard's knee in practice a few weeks ago and started a brawl at Bengals practice? Remember that story?
Yeah.
So he's changed since then, Marvin Lewis. This is one of the dirtiest players in the league. Everyone who would get polled in the AFC, who's the guy that's the dirtiest, would say Vontaze Burfict, who's also amazing, by the way. It's the same guy that just returned a pick six against Kirk Cousins the other day at FedEx Field. He's outstanding. He's an annual Pro Bowl talent. 26-year-old, went to Arizona State. He got a 3-game suspension for repeated violations of safety-related playing rules in January 2016. The decision came at the end of the 2015 season, went into last year for his actions in a playoff game against the Steelers.
I think that's why this matters, by the way.
Me too. So we're going to get to all that. So here's some quotes real quick from Lewis. Sometimes in interpretation, things got lost, and hopefully Vontaze will prevail. He doesn't want him to serve this 5-game suspension. Quote, it's within the rules, Burfict said. You can hit the receiver in 5 yards. You just can't hit him in the helmet or neck area. I hit him in the chest area. I guess they just have it out for me. I guess it's whatever. That is not the wording of a guy who's contrite and understands he did something stupid. That's a guy saying, I did something legal. Yeah, it was within 5 yards. It was legal. You hit a defenseless guy that was not involved in the play. You were just basically being a jerk. Why? Why did you do that? Why do you have to do that? Whether it's legal or illegal, why are you doing this? I listen to a podcast all the time called Moving the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
I like that podcast a lot. They talked about this yesterday, and I was shocked to hear. The two of them go back and forth, and Bucky Brooks' point on all this is that Vontaze Burfict shouldn't be suspended at all, basically, for anything that happens in a preseason game. Like, he basically wants the Wild Wild West, from what I could gather, in the preseason. Jeremiah didn't quite agree, but they came to the agreement and conclusion that Vontaze Burfict should just be fined $50,000 and sent a letter from the league saying if you do that in the regular season, you're getting a substantial 5-game suspension. That can kick rocks as far as I'm concerned. This guy is a repeat offender. This guy has a terrible track record, and this guy did something that was completely unnecessary and hasn't learned his lesson. Now, do I feel like 5 games is excessive? I do. Because it's a preseason play when you're not making your game day check, and now you're going to lose 5 game day checks in a third of the regular season.
Third of the season, man.
But you've already been suspended for 3 games. So I could see this being reduced down to 4. It can't be less than 3 as a repeat offender. The guy hearing this case, by the way, is James Thrash, the former Redskins wide receiver.
Crazy.
Which is really weird. Where are you at on Burfict's suspension, Danny?
He should be suspended here, but I to me, it's not the offenses aren't all created equal, but the track record does matter. So when I hear 5 games, I go, whoa, 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 that's too much. Because I do think it is, even with the track record of a guy that hasn't learned his lesson, that's not a changed man, that has been dirty at various points. But if whether or not this is illegal by letter of the law, to me, is irrelevant. This is the exact type of thing that the NFL, whether you agree with it or not, is absolutely trying to get out of the game. This is somebody not doing a football play. This is a, I can knock this, I can injure this guy. There's a difference between good physical hard play, which we all covet and love as people that grew up in the 80s that watched the Redskins and 50 Gut and Counter Trey and everything else. We all know that. There's a difference between that and blindside knocking a guy out. We're not doing the jacked up segment anymore. We know too much, right? This could have been worse.
Quote? How about what he said? It was the first 5 yards. I'm allowed to hit him. I hit him in the chest.
You technically are. You technically are.
He wasn't involved in the play, and he wasn't looking at you.
Who else would have done that? Probably 99% of guys probably would have just, right there, you just extend that arm.
Zach Brown or Mason Foster would do that?
You've covered the guy. You've actually done your job. The idea that you forearm shivered the dude. Yeah, you hit him in the chest, but he goes completely horizontal, falls flat on the earth. This could have been catastrophic in terms of an injury. It could have been devastating.
Wookie of the Year on Twitter, this is a great take, says, a dirty hit isn't less likely to sideline you because it was made in August. Should carry regular season penalties. There's been so much blowback against the league on this because it was in the preseason and it's costing him a third of his year. I mentioned Moving the Sticks, but there's a lot of people with those types of takes, like Bookie Brooks had. Let's see what people think out there listening right now at 800-636-1067. Vontaze Burfict's got a track record for being a really dirty player. This was a completely unnecessary, ridiculous hit away from the play. What is your take? Again, 800-636-1067 on this 5-game suspension. Or because it's the preseason, should the league not be as adamant that he has to serve the suspension? Should it be appealed down? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.